So here's a picture of the sacred anatomy, and you're looking at one of seven systems. This is called the layers, and there are eight different layers. You can see at the center a core moving through the little physical body in the center, and that comes all the way down from above you, all the way below you, and it's big. So think in terms of 20 feet above your head and 20 feet below your feet. It's not small. This is a large structure that we're talking about. That's called the core. And then the channel crosses you at the center. You see that other stream of light coming through? And together, the core and the channel represent the most amazing thing. The interactive connection between divine creative source and the individuated you. What I'm showing you is essentially your soul body. And these layers are pretty interesting. Let's look at the next picture. So this is what I see most commonly, and this is only one part of the anatomy. It's called the resonating chambers, and there are eight of them that help the sacred anatomy create the sounds that hold it together. So this is what expressing subtle anatomy looks like. Healthy and engaged, and it's radiating out from your very center, moving up and down, left, right, back and front, kitty corner to kitty corner, all around you. So if you could see that and then multiply that by about 100, that's what I see. So it took me 45 years to unravel what it is that I see. I did a kind of dissection. And as I dissected the energy structure, it started to talk to me. And I learned that there were ideas connected with the sacred and the subtle. And you know what? They're meant to be lifesavers to support you to live more effectively, to be happier, to be healthier, to be safe and effective in the world, and no longer hiding your sensitivity, but still interacting with all the compassion of your heart in a new and revolutionary way. And that's what it means to experience the edge. Can you come back to me, Colleen? So this is possible because this primary practice of self-aware, conscious care that has evolved out of my understanding of the sacred anatomy, the edge practice, doesn't require anything special of you to be real and to be helpful. So you don't have to see like I do. That's not necessary. What it does require is a willingness to be lighthearted, to remember your joy, the tune you hummed to yourself when playing as an innocent child, the way it felt to run as fast as you could and never be afraid you would fall. Try reaching back to a time when laughter became something you just did easily. And fun was an important part of the day. This human quality to get the joke, to have a sense of humor, to see the point of laughter. This is our salvation. This is something that helps us rise up out of the morass we find ourselves in now. And if the spirit leads, your spirit, your soul, not anybody else's, not what these parts of you have been defined by others as, but what they actually are, energy, the impetus to move. Human energy that has wisdom, purpose, and function. Energy we feel and know, the love and light that are shaped by our co-creative spiritual authority. And when I say co-creative, I mean your individuated self, co-creating with the soul or the spirit of universal creation. And yes, we're making our own lives. You know, we've formed a culture, good and the bad, but we're in charge, aren't we? We really are, not some government or agency. We are in charge, you and me, and in the bracing revelation of this fact, we can find our way together and burst into the collective song we have up until now, quietly whispered only to ourselves.